Okay, it's 9:21 a.m. We are continuing the formal hearing of OPAPA 12-07.
We were off the record briefly to discuss the representation of the government of Guam and the Department of Administration in this matter with after receiving the entry of appearance by the Office of the Governor. After a brief discussion as to why this appearance has taken place, it has been made known that there is a tentative settlement between the appellant and the government of Guam. But the settlement has not been reviewed by the Office of the Attorney General. Because this is the day set for the hearing, I will continue this matter until 3 o'clock today so the Office of the Attorney General can review that and let us know if they have any issues regarding the form or legality of the settlement. So we'll reconvene at 3 o'clock.
Mr. Torres, a question on the procedure. We are not really interested in taking a position on the settlement until it's clear that Ms. Sinzon is going to propose it and submit it to the public auditor for her review as well. So before we break, I'd like to inquire if Ms. Sinzon is prepared to introduce the settlement to the public auditor so that you may also have the benefit of a review of that, so when we come back at 3 o'clock, we all know what it says.
Considering that it's been signed by the parties, any objection to providing the office?
No, I have no objection. In fact, I encourage her to present that at this time. Thank you.
Okay.
In fact, we do have it prepared to file. I just wanted to bring it on the record before we did file it because of my entry of appearance.
Thank you. Then we'll all have the opportunity to review it, and we'll be back at 3 o'clock, please.
May I just clarify also, if you don't mind, that my entry of appearance has been accepted on behalf of the government of Guam?
With the caveat that I mentioned, that doesn't necessarily mean that we are going to withdraw. We have to see what the settlement agreement says. And also, is Ms. Sinzon, do I understand Ms. Sinzon to be submitting a proposed substitution of counsel as well, or just a settlement
agreement? Just an entry of appearance.
No substitution of counsel.
Well, I would like to substitute of counsel because there is a declared conflict of interest from the Attorney General's office. So I don't see how they can continue to represent DOA when he says unequivocally in his letter, there is a conflict of interest, and I recommend that DOA retain separate counsel.
It's not so unequivocal. We have received proposed documentation, and everything that we say about conflict of interest depends on whether the proposed documentation eventuates. Now, if she's going to present formally for the public auditor's consideration, we will definitely take an unequivocal position, which we haven't done yet. The only question I had at this point was whether a substitution was also going to be proposed by Ms. Sinzon, and I understand her response to be not at this time.
No, I'll declare it orally, substitution of counsel, and I will file one as well on the written record.
When would that
Okay, start? So until that's filed, I'll allow the entry of appearance. The client is the government of Guam, and they're entitled to the attorney that they wish. So we'll be back at 3 o'clock. Ms. Sinzon, you are admitted into this case.
The settlement agreement.
And if we could have a copy of the settlement agreement. And then Mr. Lahey, 3 o'clock. Thank you.
If you could give us a copy, we'll run down and make copies and provide it to everybody down there.
Yes.
Off the record.
It is 9:26 a.m. and we're going to continue the formal hearing for OPAPA 12-007 at 3 p.m. later on today. Thank you.